Chris Bell knows anabolic steroids. He's tried them himself, and both of his brothers are unapologetic, longtime steroid users. In a new documentary film, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, The Side Effects of Being American, Chris visits with a few who argue that steroids are bad for your health and bad for sports, and with many more who say it's no big deal. In fact, it's as American as apple pie. Chris Bell joins us in just a moment. If you're a coach, an athlete, a gym rat, call and tell us your experience with steroids. 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And you can also join the conversation on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Chris Bell is at NPR West in Culver City, California. He's the writer, director, and star of Bigger, Stronger, Faster, The Side Effects of Being American. And Chris, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
And your basic argument, it seems to me, is that, well, steroids have been infused, if you will, throughout American society for much of the past 20, 30 years.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have an argument, so to speak. I actually wanted to explore this from the inside out. So I started with my family just to ask the questions and find out what the deal was with steroids. And so, you know, being around the gym and being around it, you know, for the past 15 years being a power lifter, I just wanted to explore the issue and let people decide for themselves what they think afterwards.
Yet you interview an awful lot of people who say, I've been using it for 30 years and I've never felt better in my life.
We actually interview, you know, pretty much both sides of the coin. And I think that, you know, when you come away from the film, a lot of people say, wow, I got the message that this was a pro-steroid movie. And I said, well, you know, if you got that message, maybe the fact of the matter is that maybe these drugs aren't as dangerous as we thought originally. What I like to pose the question is how they affect society, not necessarily the health effects of them, but how they affect society as a whole. This thinking that we have to be bigger, stronger, faster than everyone else.
Well, you date that back, I guess, to a figure from your childhood, a wrestler by the name of the Iron Sheik. And this goes back, I guess, to 1979 and the hostage crisis with Iran, is, I guess, when he became popular and eventually won the championship belt. And let's listen to a short excerpt from your film.
You see, Reagan may have freed the hostages, but the Sheik still had the championship belt. There was only one man that could save us.
I am a real American.
From Venice Beach, California, the incredible Hulk Hogan.
And the Hulkster rips off that shirt.
But 3 minutes into the match, Hulk Hogan was locked in the dreaded camel clutch. This move would snap the back of a normal man, but this wasn't a normal man. This was Hulk Hogan, and he was fighting for our country.
And you'll be unsurprised to learn that Hulkster emerged triumphant in that bout and many others before he later turned into a bad guy. I wanted to ask you, Chris Bell, the idea that, first of all, those matches might just have been scripted, and also the revelation that Hulk Hogan, who said, say your prayers and go to bed early and eat your greens, work hard, play by the rules, that he turned out to have taken steroids.
Yeah, you know, the question I ask in the film is when you have all these heroes that are larger than life and we expect so much of them, we put these guys on a pedestal constantly, say that guy's a winner and he'll do anything to win. And then at some point we find out that they took steroids. To me as a kid, that was quite disappointing. It was like finding out that there was no Santa Claus or no Easter Bunny, or finding out that wrestling was fake for that matter. A lot of things that we believe in aren't necessarily the truth. And that's kind of what I wanted to explore in the film.
And one of the principal figures, and unfortunately you did not get an interview with him, but one of the principal figures is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the governor of California, and I would hope that, you know, Arnold would have something to say about this issue. He's the one guy, I think, in all of government that could actually step forward and do something to help this matter, but instead, you know, hides behind the fact that, hey, look, my position on steroids is very clear. I don't need an interview with you. And, you know, we tried several times to get that interview and weren't able to do it. So I wish that he would step forward, because I think that there's a lot of kids that are struggling with this issue, and especially in California.
Interesting, though, one of your brothers, and again, both are, I said before, unapologetic, and that's not quite right, there's some apology involved. But nevertheless, one of them is a football coach, at least in one scene in the movie, mm-hmm. and does not admit to his kids that he takes steroids, that he thinks they're a good thing. In fact, he tells them he doesn't take steroids, and neither should they.
Yeah, you know, that's a conflict of the film, and that's why I said that I think it's we present everything, because otherwise, you know, I could have kept that out of the film. But I think that that was very interesting, the complexities of my brother coaching football and telling kids that, you know, hey, you should stay off of steroids, but he's doing them. And, you know, there are reasons that he says that he said that in the film. He actually has gone back and told a lot of those kids on a one-to-one basis that he does it as an adult. But it is really hard to explain to kids the difference between an adult doing something and a kid doing it. And the other thing, you know, that I said about my brother in the film is he was actually at the time that when he was doing steroids, he was doing them illegally. And I think that that's the biggest problem with all this, is we've driven this behavior underground and we have all these guys doing it illegally and we don't really know much about it, and we need to explore it more.
And your other brother makes toward the end of the film one last attempt as a lifter to get was it 700 pounds?
Yeah, 705 pounds.
And he says to his wife, this will be the last time I take steroids, and we'll get it up. And he does triumph and get it over 700 pounds.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting to see somebody can push their bodies to that level. And that's a part of the film I wanted to explore as well, is like, you know, we look at an athlete and we say, oh, well, like, look, Barry Bonds has hit 756 home runs because he was on steroids. And it's not necessarily the case. You know, you still have to have a lot of athletic ability. And steroids allow you to train harder. And so these guys are training harder, training longer. And that goes, also to the question of if these drugs actually allow athletes to extend their careers, you know, they're not allowed to take them for rehabilitation purposes. They're not allowed to take them if they get injured. And they're, you know, they are some of the best drugs for that. So that, and that's been shown in a lot of the research that we did, 3 years of research on this, to find that these things could actually be used in a safe, you know, safe manner for treating athletes, yet, you know, they are not allowed to treat their on-the-job injuries with anabolic steroids, but they can inject corticosteroids. It can take, you know,
a doctor can inject cortical steroids.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
no,
and a doctor can give them opiates.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's basically the same thing that I'm saying. They are not allowed to be treated in that manner by a doctor with anabolic steroids, just with corticosteroids or just with, you know, powerful opiates.
You also say, what's the difference between steroids and LASIK surgery for Tiger Woods? Well, you know, you shouldn't wear glasses. I mean, you know, what's the difference between glasses and LASIK surgery?
Well,
except your glasses don't fog up.
Yeah, you have a lot of guys out there that are sports purists that say, you know, you're only supposed to play with what God gave you. So I'm just pointing out, if that's going to be your argument that you're only supposed to play with what God gave you, what are all these other enhancements? Like, for example, Tiger Woods' LASIK eye surgery gave him not just, you know, perfect vision, like as if he didn't need glasses, it gave him better than perfect vision. So his vision is 20/15 in a game where you're relying on your depth perception. I just asked the simple question of, is that a performance enhancement? I'm not really making the judgment on it. I just asked the question.
Chris Bell is the writer, director, and star of Bigger, Stronger, Faster, The Side Effects of Being American. If you'd like to join the conversation on steroids, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And why don't we begin with Keith. And Keith is with us from Lake Tahoe in California.
Hi, hello. I was calling in regards to the labeling, to where most people getting their hands on the stuff nowadays really don't even know the difference between real and the fakes, to where in the 90s there were incredible publications that pointed out the real and the fake. And now finding
the real drugs and the fake drugs.
Correct. And as far as people, a lot of people don't even know what they're looking for, so they'll go ahead and take it, to where the publications nowadays, I find, don't seem to point out the real and the fake labels. And I have a lot of experience with equipoise, testosterone, CPNA. And those things finding my way back into their lives now to be a little faster, a little stronger, have a little better time running the trails, I find that the labels, especially nowadays, we're finding a lot of drugs from other countries. But what do you guys think about the fake drugs and what people are putting in their body?
I'm just saying, Keith, it sounds to me like you're suggesting that, in fact, by driving this underground, the federal authorities have made it difficult to just in terms of consumer information.
That's exactly right.
All right.
In the 90s, there was a lot of Decadurbol.
That's what we're hearing. What do you make of that, Chris Bell? Is he right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, and that's a big problem, though. What he's talking about is the use of illegal drugs. So I don't condone that at all. And I don't, you know, we talk about that in the movie, the fact that it is illegal. And, you know, what he said, there was a lot of good information out there. There's a book out now, you know, Anabolics 2008 by Bill Llewellyn. which has a lot of information on these drugs. But like I said, you know, how can you ask the government to give you research on, you know, what's real and what steroids are real and what steroids are fake? You know, that information is usually provided by like a rogue underground of steroid users. And, you know, you have to seek that information out. But I definitely don't agree with that. I think that people, if they want to use steroids for certain different reasons, should go to a doctor and have their doctor examine them and figure out if that's something that they should be doing.
Keith? But being as most of the usage in reality is underground, you know, people, I've known people who've injected sugar water to find out that the label, it was just completely
bogus.
Not a bogus product.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's what I said. That, you know, Bill Llewellyn's book, Anabolics 2008, is a great reference guide. If you know, for people like you know, like I said, if you're going to do it illegally, that's the place to look. And in that book, and that tells you, you know, how the labels differ. And he goes over all the different kinds of steroids and things like that.
We're talking with Chris Bell, whose film is Bigger, Stronger, Faster: The Side Effects of Being American. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get John on the line. John's on the line from New York.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. Well, I had a nephew who was one hell of an athlete, and he was injury prone and started doing a lot of steroids, and I noticed a change in his body. He got really big and eventually committed suicide. I was just wondering if there was any connection between steroid use and suicidal tendencies.
Well, Chris Bell, you go and interview the father of I think the most famous case of an athlete who was involved in steroids and later killed himself, and you visit with him in the film.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's a shame about your nephew, and it's a shame about what happened to Taylor Hooton as well. Taylor Hooton was a 17-year-old kid who committed suicide after coming off of steroids, and I think, you know, one of the things that we have to look at, you have to examine everything on a case-to-case basis. In the case of Taylor Hooton, he was also on Lexapro, which is an antidepressant with a black box warning that says these drugs could cause suicidal thoughts in teenage, you know, in adolescence. So, and I don't want to blame it on the antidepressants either. I don't want to be that guy. I want to basically look at it in a fair way. I just went to Donald Hooton and asked the questions, seeing that 5,000 kids every year in America approximately commit suicide. Out of those kids, this one was blamed on steroids. What are the other, you know, 4,999?
Well, apparently 4,998, John's nephew.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it depends on, you know, and we have to take a look at everything on a case-to-case basis and try to examine, you know, if these drugs do have these psychological effects, what are they? And we need more research on that stuff. And
that's
right now,
a point repeatedly made in the movie. The research simply isn't being done on this and a lot of other illegal drugs, so people don't know the answers to this. John, again, we're sorry for the loss of your nephew.
I appreciate that. And, geez, he was a great athlete before he took steroids. You know, other than he used to get hurt a lot, but
yeah, I think a lot of us are great athletes. My mom said in the movie, "I don't know why you guys would ever turn." Because I tried steroids for a brief period of time. My mom says, "Why would you ever turn to steroids? You could bench press, you know, 425 pounds without using them." And I said, "Well, I always wanted more," and that's what I call the film. You know, we call the film "The Side Effects of Being American," and that's a big part of it. It's just like this idea that we have to be great drove me and my brothers to use steroids.
Here's an email from Amanda in San Francisco. As a Division I athlete in college, my coach always told me to live by this simple rule. If your competitor has trained harder than you, then she will win. If you've put in more work than your competitor, then you will prevail. It all boils down to the ultimate dedication, perseverance, and just pure hours of intensity of training. It is the straightforwardness of this sacrifice made by athletes that inspires awe in the rest of us. If you add performance-enhancing drugs to that equation, it no longer holds true. Therefore, sporting competition is forever changed. The winners should be the most dedicated athletes, not those with access to the most cutting-edge drugs.
Yeah, you know, some people would disagree with that. Some people say that, you know, in the world of athletics that everyone is doing it. You know, I talked to Ben Johnson, and we see Ben Johnson was caught, you know, basically cheating, as I say.
And you play him as a scapegoat.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at the, you know, that race that, you know, basically most of those guys in that race were dirty or doing some sort of drug that they shouldn't be doing, including Carl Lewis. And in the film, we go and talk to Carl Lewis about the fact that he failed a drug test as well. Should he have been banned from the Olympics? So, you know, the problem is that in a perfect world,
not
I would like
for the
this,
same drug, though.
No, for stimulants that were totally, you know, against the rules as well, just as against the rules of steroids are. But, you know, I would like to say what Amanda was saying is in a perfect world, that would be the way we'd like to look at sports. It's pure. It's clean. You know, we have this ethical code between us athletes that nobody's going to cheat. And that would be great if it was like that. The problem is we don't live in that perfect world. We live in a very competitive society that really pushes the envelope. And, you know, a lot of people are willing to take the shortcuts.
Interesting. You mentioned your mother, who was distraught to discover that two of her sons were using steroids and that another had tried. And there's a very moving scene where she talks to you about it. Yet there's another scene, again, where your brother finally triumphs and presses the 705 pounds, where she and your father are both cheering as he does this accomplishment on steroids. And he also had told his wife previously this was going to be the last thing he would do on steroids. After that, he was done with it. And then he also tells you afterwards, you know, I'll be back on it.
Yeah, you know, I said there's a clash in America between doing the right thing and being the best. And so you can't always do both. You know, sometimes it can, but not all the time. So a lot of times you have to, you know, make a sacrifice or make a choice if you're going to skirt the rules or not. And, you know, in my brother's case, that's what I always worry about. He has, you know, he actually went off of steroids and him and his wife had another child. But I always worry, you know, in the film, he's like, I'll probably go back on him. So you don't know if he's going to go back on him or not. You know, and my older brother has the same problem, in and out, up and down with drugs. So I asked the question in this film more of like, look, even if steroids weren't dangerous at all, it's still dangerous to rely on a drug for the way you feel about yourself or your performance. And that's the, you know, kind of what I'm trying to hit home in this film.
Chris Bell, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Chris Bell, writer and director of Bigger, Stronger, Faster, The Side Effects of Being American, with us today from NPR West in Culver City, California. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday. Joe Palca will be in for Ira Flatow. We'll see you again on Monday. Have a good weekend. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.